Hello there. Welcome to another embarrassing session of Keith Talks to the Wise Person.
No Keith, no wise person. You could say another embarrassing session of selfless self, talking to selfless self about selfless self for the benefit of selfless self.
Guess I'll. Guess I'll go along with that. But thank you for being here anyway. I know it must, no, I don't, I was going to say it must be tedious, but I guess how can it really even be tedious?
Tuesday. It used to be Tuesday every week, and that was a little much, but Tuesday every other week, it pops up on the calendar. I set my laptop up here. There's speaking and listening going on. Then the little thing pops up and says, "Oh, you only have 10 more minutes." Then it's finished. And then I go back to doing whatever it was I was doing before this activity. Well, actually, I record everything and put it up on YouTube and put it up on the website and then go back to doing whatever. So, yep.
But it's always you. It's never not you, I guess. The thing I was thinking about how okay, children, they think that before you when you play peekaboo, you think like everybody disappears when you close your eyes or cover your eyes. But it's kind of like that. I or my mind or my thoughts, and I end up agreeing with them, think that people disappear when they're not here. Or that's just not
See, if you identify yourself with formless presence, you could say formless presence, you're formless within this form. So, of course, this is, don't take the words so literal, but you're formless within this form. So everything you're seeing is objects, but you're seeing like from your avatar of the objects. Oh, here's objects, here's this, here's that. But know that the seer is formless. Yes, there's a body form, but the seer is actually formless. This is like I'm watching right now the For All Mankind, and they put on these huge spacesuits. So you could consider this body just like a spacesuit. Okay, you're putting on this suit, but you are inside the suit. And of course, don't get it like people say, oh, you can't be inside or outside and this, but just to give you a conceptualized view of you're formless, you're the formless holder of the body. Maharaj says this, formless holder of the body. You're formless, the body is here, but you're the formlessness, and you're the same formlessness outside the body and inside the body. And that's why Maharaj says, if the sky falls down, space is space. If this whole building were to just crumble, space doesn't go, oh, I'm released. I'm now more spacey outside the space. No. It's the illusion of body, just like the illusion of here's ashram, here's toilet, walls come down. Does the toilet space go to hell and the ashram space go to heaven? No. Space is space. So you're the formless holder of the body, but formlessness is just that, without form. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity that you are. Body is just an instrument here. Okay, it's here. And body is no longer able to sustain the formless essence, the little passenger, so to speak, the formless passenger. But the formless passenger isn't going anywhere, just like the example of the building falling down.
So it's a mistake to identify that that there is anything, or it's a mis kind of a mistake to identify that there is a self.
When you're believing yourself to be in body form, then you see self, others, all this sort of thing. When you're formless, there's nothing. How? The formless holder of the body, when the body is no longer available, the illusion is finished because you can't be experiencing illusion. You don't have the instrument to do that anymore. And yet, again, because there's just one formlessness, all these little bodies are out there doing their thing, believing themselves to be separate and apart from, which is not true. Just the same as this is how we go back to dream. If you can really, from this line of talking that we're doing, flip immediately to dream, you'll be like, oh. Oh. Because the same thing in your dream. You see all the little bodies, they're going around doing their different various things, talking, laughing, having conversations, maybe angry with each other, maybe doing activities, exercises. But when you wake up, you know, oh, every single one of those bodies couldn't have been anything other than myself. All the conversations came from me, and each one was believing themselves to be separate. Therefore, you could have, quote, a conversation. But you wake up from the dream and you know, oh, it's all a dream. All of that was me. Even the dog barking in your dream is you. And then you say, oh, so that formlessness, even though there's form appearing and disappearing before the formlessness that you are, you're still formless. And all these bodies, all these so-called people, are just myself. And now the waking up is just to know yourself in a real sense. It's all you. It can't be anything other than you, and it's all occurring within your own self.
So, I could think, well, I'm crazy. I could think that thought's crazy, or I'm crazy,
But there
or
wouldn't be a thought. Once you know yourself in a real sense, there's not a thought about this. If you're thinking about this, then you're dropping back into the duality of I'm thinking. There's a thinker thinking thoughts. When you remain with yourself as self, there is no thinking.
But then it's weird that some people sort of
Who's
get
the people? See, book, cut that
that.
right away. In order to speak, we have to create a conceptual duality where there is none. Otherwise, you just remain with yourself as self prior to words. Because with words, you're speaking duality right away. What can you say about yourself? Nothing. You can only say about things other than yourself. Oh, some people do this, or people do that, or I'm thinking this, or I'm doing this. No, you're not.
So weird.
That's why Maharaj says very nicely, remove the body and then speak with me. Because people will come and they'll say, oh, my family problems, or this problem, or I've been doing spirituality for so long. I went to the Ganges to visit Sri Ramadabhadam or whatever. And he says, remove the body and then speak with me. That's why they say about the spiritual journey. Okay, the spiritual journey is basically dragging this body around to all these different ashrams to see all these different various masters, and all the masters are your own self. Now, you can get involved with body-based. I was just reading in Selfless Self about the person who came and said, oh, I want Amma's blessings. And Maharaj said, well, that's nice, but that's a totally different type of spirituality. That's like a body-based spirituality where you jump up in Amma's lap and she pets you like a lap dog and you feel so good. Oh, I'm in Amma's presence. But this is body-based, and you'll never get to know yourself in this way. And many people are out there doing that and collecting nice money for it. Oh, come to me. Come, come. I'm having this spiritual retreat. It's only $1,300, and then we're going to charge you for a little room that has like no real running water or anything, but that's part of the spiritual journey. And that'll be $500 a night. And then you get to come and you get to be with the great guru. Which is ridiculous, but people do this. I mean, you can see people on Facebook all the time and they're like, I'm off to my spiritual retreat. Yay. Okay. Good for you. Stay home and remain with yourself. See what's there. Save your money. Forget about the gurus, especially the body-based gurus who are going to stroke you like a little cat or a lap dog. Jump in the guru's lap and he gives you a few strokes and you say, oh, it's Darshan. Darshan from the guru. So beautiful. No.
I just started going to a meditation a weekly meditation thing with a friend of mine, and they and the instructor says he used to have cancer, and or some I think maybe it was cancer, but anyway, somehow the med getting involved with meditation has helped them, I guess, a lot to his mental state at least. And it's just
Don't get lost. Don't get
but
lost.
he must be getting help from some from the body-based meditation in some way.
It's a duality. When you're in the bubble of illusion, anything can happen. You can get healed. You can get even Siddhartha Mishra Maharaj talks about, you can get siddhas. These various siddhas. You can see the future. You can, there are yogis who walk on top of burning coals and all this. But that's not knowledge. That's not the reality. You're within the bubble of illusion, taking benefits from the illusory existence as someone. And I'm not saying anything, okay, great, he has cancer and all this sort of thing. That's very nice. But your spiritual experience, since being with Maharaj and being with this, a little bit different experience, like you're going to the no experience, no experiencer. Don't fall back into the illusory ditch. Because it's so easy to fall in the illusory ditch. My God, you turn on anything and just type in spirituality and go on YouTube and listen to all the people speaking, and they speak so beautifully. The heart and love and oneness and all this sort of thing. But and that's lovely as long as you maintain ignorance. As long as you maintain, I'm a body in a world that needs help from someone else, enjoy yourself. Let the spiritual gurus talk about love and peace and oneness and darshan and come and do seva service for me and all this sort of thing. But you remain with yourself, a self, and you're finished. Even those who say, oh, okay, well, that's good, but didn't you do the same thing? Didn't you listen to Muji and didn't you do these sort of things? I'll say yes and no. Because no, in reality, no, with honesty and truthfulness, ultimate reality did nothing, has done nothing, and will do nothing. In the beginning, was there a concept of a spiritual journey? Yes. Was that needed in the moment? Yes. If you're hearing these words, most likely you've done some kind of something to get you to this point. But this is the last destination, as Maharaj says. No more playing, no more putting garlands on the guru, no more bowing to the feet, no more any of this sort of thing. You bow to your selfless self. And that's not an egoistic thing. I bow to the master's image 100 times a day. I thank master for every little thing, even the food that I'm eating, which might just be a microwave food that just tastes very delicious. So I say, oh, thank you, master. It's so good. But that's not a duality because this is selfless self devotion.
So that's a different than desire. It's not the
No
same.
desire. Desire for what? Desire, this is after the fact. Now, if you accept your mind flow and say, oh, after the fact, I did this thing, you could say that's a desire. I desire water. Yes. Or this, actually, this is pomegranate something. I desire this. But in reality, it's not a desire. It's just a spontaneous action in the moment that I took credit for after having done it. Oh, I had a nice drink. But all that
Which is what
truly,
dream, that's what dreams do, you know.
truly, if you just seriously spend some time with you, that's all you need. Save the plane fare, save all the bowing, spend some time with you. Maharaj says, spend time in your own ashram. And people say, oh, I follow a master who's out of the body, who's left the body. I follow a master who's in the body. I need a master that's in the body and all this. But the master is master. There's one. And you are that.
Well, I admit, or I do, I'm aware that these days, I enter into states of what could be what I would appear to be this what I would recognize as, like, say, the natural state. And I'll enter that, and then because identification will somehow I'll get to a point, I'll convince myself or something to drop identification, and it di just disappears, and then I'm in like a natural state. But then the identification starts to reappear, and I don't even know it's reappearing until I realize, well, oh, I don't think I'm in a natural state anymore. And
What's the form of this you that's doing all this stuff?
it just appears to be. To be, it seems like there's a me here.
In what, like, if I said, okay, bring me a sample of this, Nisargadatta Maharaj used to tell this to the people who had come to see him. Show me an example of this you that you're saying is doing all these things that sometimes loses itself, sometimes gets itself, sometimes maintains samadhi, sometimes is not in samadhi, sometimes suddenly identification comes through. What is this one that is all this stuff is happening to? Describe, present an example.
It's sense. It's like sense. It makes sense. That's the example. It
But
makes sense.
provide the example of that one to who it's occurring. Because if you say it's the body is an inanimate object. That it's a lump of goo. Now, yes, there are veins and stuff, and blood is pumping and all that, but the body doesn't do anything. Body doesn't have any thoughts. Body doesn't do anything. It's just
Just
the
like a wall can't,
this.
do anything either, you know, or a thought.
And then you say mind. Mind is a flow of thoughts, so mind can't really get together and do anything either. So, what is this? If you were to say, this is a sample of the one who loses itself, gains itself, sometimes is here, sometimes is not, sometimes has identity, and what the hell does it identify with other than the dead body? Occasionally it believes itself to be, which it's not. So, what is, who are you then who says this?
Well, I guess I would say it's desire. It's a desire to. It's
So
an
you're saying a
emotion.
desire is alive and active and all this. How could that be?
Because I feel it.
Again, it's a feeling. Yes, feeling comes and goes. So if that's you, when the feeling goes, you're not there. So if you're not there, then the feeling can't come or go. It would just be the feeling. The feeler would have the feeling of coming and going. But again, what form is that feeler?
Then I could, I could go on and say, well, it's a perception.
But perception, you need a perceiver. What form is that perceiver?
Then when I guess one of the issues is too, is when I'm in what I consider to be the natural state. I'll still
But
be
who is this
right.
you that's in a natural
I'll,
state?
yeah, I'll be recognizing, I'll be thinking that I'm in a natural state. There's something different about the natural state than the desired state. It does
And who
seem.
knows this? Who knows both the natural state and the state of, quote, unnatural or desires, the mind flow, pleasure pain principle. Who knows the difference?
The imagined self.
But could the imagined self do anything if it's imaginary? That's just like saying the illusion. We talk about the illusion all the time, but the illusion or Maya is that which is not. So we spend a lot of time talking about illusion, but in essence, the illusion does not exist. So now you're saying, oh, the illusory you. But if the illusory you means the you that doesn't exist, so then who is the you that knows you don't exist? Or
Well,
that you do exist.
I'll think, well, okay, it's not me that's stupid, and I think that thought's stupid, and I think, well, it's not my thoughts, it's selfless thoughts. Selfless self is, it's self.
Selfless self, there's no thought in selfless self. Thought came along mind, ego, intellect. You have a body form and you think thoughts. There's no thinking about you because you're prior to thought.
So obviously thoughts don't really exist.
Only within the bubble of illusion, mind, ego, intellect came along with the body. They're instruments that, like you came along with the body. The mind can't produce any thoughts about anything that's not body-based because that's all it knows. Truly, the mind can only say, "Oh, I came along with this body. I've seen this world. I know this. I know that. I know this. I know that." Okay, mind, what was prior to you? How? No, I don't know.
Well, if
And yet, there had to be something prior, right? Because who did the mind appear to? You. Okay, who's this you that that this mind appeared to? And who's this you that knows you exist? And the you that knows you exist is that you still there without the sense of existence.
another one of the problems, though, also is that, okay, I was just listening to this song today. I don't know if you ever heard it. It's an old country song. If the river was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up. Well, that's exactly what I do whenever I desire and think I'm getting something out of the desire. It's like,
Again, what is the form of this one that desires or gets desires? I understand flow of thought, desire comes, and because you're believing yourself to be a body or believing yourself to be separate, there's some sort of a desire to fulfill the desire that is you're desiring. But who? You are not body, we're not body, you're not going to remain the body. What desire can you desire? If you know yourself in a real sense, you just remain with yourself as self.
at least I can seem to recognize what seems to be me, but I can't seem to recognize what is
But again, me, give me a sample of this me. Are you saying me as the body? You're saying me as the mind? You're saying me as like universe? What is this me? The answer to that question should be nothing more than deafening silence. That black hole that sucks in all concepts. Oh. And from here, there's no need to know who is me, what is me, what there's no me. There's no nothing.
I happened to be reading the part of Das Boot about removing doubts. It's the whole chapter about removing doubts, which is
Every chapter is about removing doubts.
I guess so.
Because at the end, he says, okay, at the end of every chapter, it says, like, okay, now these doubts are cleared, and please pay special attention to the next part. And then there's another, what is this? What is that? Who is this? What is this? And they go through and they eliminate everything. And then at the end, it says, well, now that this doubt has been removed, please pay special attention to the next part coming up. Because if you have a doubt, then you have a body. You've identified with a body form. Remove the body and then speak. How can there be doubts? Doubts about what? Doubts about my formless nature. Okay, well, who is the doubter doubting about the formless nature? And if there's formlessness, how can there be a doubt? How can there be anything in formless? Space. Space has a doubt that it's space. Okay, we remove this doubt. All the objects are appearing within you. You are not in them. Although you appear to be in them for a time, but that's not true. We remove this doubt. You go to sleep at night. Oh, all the people, they're doing all these things, they're active. I was swimming. I wake up, I'm not wet. I know that it was a dream. I've removed that doubt. And that's why the whole concept of neti neti, where you see many people, they say, oh, I'm not this, I'm not this. Just understand, who am I? Oh, I'm not this, I'm not that. But to cut right to the point, oh, you're in meditation. Subtle sense of presence. The more awareness is on presence, okay, selfless self-intoxication. Now you begin in your so-called outward life to go out. When you're not in meditation, to seek the sense of presence within every moment, within every instance. You use traffic, you use waiting in line, you use all these sort of things to remain with your selfless self. That sense of presence grows because awareness of the sense of presence produces the selfless self intoxication, a little reward, so to speak, for remaining with yourself. And you start to see that. Peace is the natural state. It's only when I give it over to the thought flow, when I get lost in the sewage of my thoughts, that I'm suddenly disturbed. So, awareness on the sense of presence. The more awareness on the sense of presence, the I am, whatever you want to call it, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to say, oh, now you transfer this identification to this is more myself than this body. I can feel the sense of presence because I have a body. How do I know this? You can read the spiritual books. All the spiritual books are pointing to this. I am. What do you know? You know the I am. The more you remain with the I am, it reveals all its secrets. What are the secrets of the I am? Whether I am is there or not, you are. Whether the sense of presence is there or not, you are. If there was not a you, there could not be a sense of presence that appeared. There could not be a sense of existence that said, oh, I exist. The problem, or the little bit mistake, is thinking that this body form is somehow the sense of existence. And that comes along with the fact that the sense of existence is felt, a body form is available. Oh, I'm this. And then mom and dad tell you you're this. You have the egoistic sense of doership. Good job for eating your peas and all that stuff and behaving nicely. And you have your life ahead of you, all this sort of thing. Until then, eventually, you discover the idea that life is not working. I'm dissatisfied. There has to be more, something more. So the spiritual journey is then coming about. You start reading different spiritual books. Maybe you begin in the various religions and you start reading about the saints, or you start reading about something. You become interested in spirituality. And as this continues down the road of spirituality, You will eventually meet a guru or someone, something, so to speak, as long as you believe you're a thing, that says you're not what you appear to be. And then through meditation, there is an undeniable presence. And while I'm with body form, I can say this presence is God. This presence is the Holy Spirit. This presence is peace, is the oneness, is whatever you want to call it. Spiritual intoxication, selfless self-intoxication. Oh, so that I am that deep, deep, the black hole where all concepts come in. No need to think about anything. No need. Is the world illusion? Is it not illusion? How was it created? Who's the creator? Which religion is right? No. Oh, there's birth and death. Oh no. There's nothing here that gets those conceptual wheels going where I can form a concept of something that's born or dies. How can I form a concept of coming or going? Oh, I'm in samadhi, I'm not in samadhi. No. Not even just I, just I. You go about, you do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. And just know that you are that. Not everyone you come into contact is that. You no longer try to have this personalized concept of, I'm going to do something to someone, or I'm going to keep a secret from somebody, or something like this, or they don't know, or whatever. Because this is all silly. You're like, oh, it's all me. Just like in a dream. I can, quote, get over on people in my dream. Tell a little fib here and there, and oh, look, they're believing it. Okay, everything's fine now. But you wake up and you're like, whoa, that was kind of silly because it was all me.
So that you're saying, you asked me earlier if I could come up with an example of evidence that there is a me. So you're saying it's just all me. So you don't there there's no nothing that would be evidence of not being me.
Consciousness has appeared, just like the dream consciousness has appeared. It populated a dream world. You played in it for a time, then you woke up. The you that you are, the consciousness has appeared. It populated a dream world. You played for a time, and then you know yourself in a real sense. You can still play in the dream world, but you never lose sight of the fact that it's all in you. It is your own self. And all the play is happening within the bubble of illusion. The you that you are is not playing. It's not involved. It doesn't move. It doesn't do anything because it is all of everything and everything and all without having to even know everything and all. The dinosaurs played within you, and you played as the dinosaurs. And you'll play as the aliens coming eventually to visit the Earth and have a good, nice time or not a nice time. That'll be you as well.
Is that when's that going to happen? I'm just kidding.
I mean, the fish in the ocean, that's you. It's a lump of goo,
Yeah. Sometimes I
and you
really
are
feel
within
that.
that lump of goo, moving the fish.
Sometimes I really feel that, and it seems so self-evident, but then
Well, see,
identification.
it's self-evident because you know you are. This sense of existence, this sense of existence, if you remain with that sense of existence, you will very much know the sense of existence has appeared and can disappear, and you will not appear or disappear. And once you identify with the sense of presence, you no longer identify with the body. Body is the key that unlocks the illusory world. Without the body, there's no interaction with the illusory world. Formless presence. All is occurring within myself. Which one of these bodies should I pay attention to as myself if I am formless? Oh, so and so got a promotion and I did not. Well, I did, just not in this form. Because it's just lumps. It's just lumps of goo. Take away the presence and we burn or bury this body.
Well, the
Nobody
body.
sits there and says, "Oh, I like John so much, let him stay around." No, be gone.
Well, the body has to act like it makes a difference, though. If it doesn't.
Body doesn't act. Body is dead body. It is a lump of goo that you carry around like a knapsack. You have to drag this body around with you everywhere. Without the body, then there's no knowingness and there's no world for you. This telescope is no longer available to peek inside the dream. That's why there's no difference between you and the grass, you and a plant. It's only the egoistic sense of I am somebody that creates the illusory separation between you and a plant or grass. It's a five elemental lump of goo.
You're just being
Mom and
honest.
dad got together, created some goo. That goo grew. You gave it food, water, it grew, and now it says, "Oh, you're John. Good job, John. Bad job, John." But formless presence. The fish, same thing. Fish swimming around, doing its thing. Formless presence. A fly buzzing around in your house. Formless presence. How do we know this? Once again, back to the dream. You see birds in the dream, fly in the dream, dogs in the dream, people in the dream, water in the dream, sun, moon, whatever in the dream. You wake up. It was just a dream. All of that was within myself. All of that was myself. It could not have been anything other. Form created from formlessness.
So if I thank you, I guess I'm thanking myself.
Say Jai Guru.
Jaiguru, thanks.
That's thanking yourself, bowing to yourself as self.
Thank you for the illusion. It's fun. It's kind of fun. So whatever.